Just let me love you. It's for sure I'm gonna love you all the way.
I'd like to call to order the City of Goleta's Public Engagement Commission for Wednesday, May 15th, 2024. First thing is Pledge of Allegiance. Please stand. Thank you. Roll call, please.
All right, thank you, Chair Paz. Commissioners, please remember to speak into your mics. Commissioner Almaregui. Commissioner Klein Rothschild.
Here.
Commissioner Uribe. Commissioner Ibarra.
Here.
Youth Commissioner Avila Ruiz.
Present.
Vice Chair Schneider.
Present.
And Chair Paz.
Here.
Thank you.
Do we have any public comments at this point in time?
If anyone wishes to speak on an item not on the agenda, please use the raise hand icon and I will call on you. Okay, we have no in-person slips and it does not look like we have any public forum at the moment.
Thank you. Any amendments or adjustments to the agenda? No, I don't think so. All right, we move to item A1 under consent calendar, which is approval of our Public Engagement Commission meeting minutes of February 21st, 2024. Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to accept.
I second.
We have a motion and a second. I think we have a roll call.
All right, commissioners, once again, please remember to speak into your mics. Commissioner Almaregui.
Aye.
Commissioner Klein Rothschild.
Aye.
Commissioner Ibarra.
Aye.
Commissioner Avila Ruiz.
Aye.
Vice Chair Schneider.
Aye.
And Chair Paz.
Aye.
Thank you.
Thank you. That moves us to item B1, overview of the Goleta Community Center Strategic Plan, and this will be led by staff.
Good evening, Chair Paz. My name is Joanne Plummer. I'm the Parks and Recreation Manager here for the City of Goleta, and with me I have Kelsey Hamilton. He's our Recreation Supervisor, and he is responsible for the day-to-day operations at the Goleta Community Center. So we wanted to come tonight and provide you with an overview of what our strategic plan that was adopted last year looks like for the Goleta Community Center. And then as we're starting the implementation process of that strategic plan, there are a few areas that we feel the Public Engagement Commission might be able to provide some input for us, or may come up with some other ideas in the future. And we just wanted to let you know that we want to hear from you and see how we can help each other, because the goal is to make the community center the best place on earth. So here we go. We're going to start off our presentation. So the building was constructed in 1926, dedicated in 1927 as a Goleta Unified School. It closed in, I'm sorry, 1926. I said 26, right? I was, and then in 1976, it closed due to seismic requirements. There's also some history that tells us there may have been low enrollment as well, but the official reasoning was the seismic requirements. In 1983, the property was leased to the county to operate as a community center. In 2002, the City of Goleta incorporated, assuming that lease. And in 2013, the City of Goleta purchased the property from the Goleta Union School District. The Goleta Valley Community Center Organization, which is a nonprofit organization, managed the facility with an agreement in earlier years with the county. And then when the city incorporated, the city assumed that lease as well. In 2023, the City of Goleta assumed the management of the facility on January 1st, and the reason for that was related to the construction projects that the facility was facing. We have two very large projects. The first one was a seismic retrofit project that actually closed down, for the most part, operations for most of 2023 into 2024. Construction actually started early summer last year and concluded in about February of this year, and then we reopened in April. In April of 2024, the community center reopened. Huh, look at that last bullet point. Following the closure due to that construction project, the next project that we do have coming up is an Americans with Disability Act improvement project that is referred to as our ADA project. So when you get into the strategic plan, you'll see upon project completion or after full reopening. Full reopening is categorized as following the ADA project because that has a lot of the some of those elements within that ADA project will meet some of the requirements within that strategic plan. So just to give you a little information there. So when we developed the strategic planning process, the effort was led through the city manager's office with support from the Neighborhood Services Department. And that's where the Parks and Recreation Division lies, is within Neighborhood Services. And so as we began, a working group was established, and there were individuals that represented local area nonprofits, interest groups, as well with two members of city council and staff that worked together with our consultants to develop the plan. They started with the utilization of existing data. If you recall, prior to the pandemic, there was a huge public outreach effort to gather information related to the uses and the types of uses and desires at the community center. A lot of work went into that, and just as those results were about to be finalized, the pandemic hit and everything got put on hold. So we went back to that original data and said, this is good information, let's start here. As the working group was looking at that data and really kind of understanding where everything was taking them, it was determined that we needed additional information. We didn't have enough there to really develop the plan. So then we released another survey to gather a wider community response. We had a great response, and therefore we were able to put together the pieces of that strategic plan. So the vision and mission are defined here. There was a lot of wordsmithing that happened. There's a lot of great words that you can see in that vision. The Goleta Community Center is a welcoming, safe, inclusive, and accessible place where everyone can go to gather, learn, and play. Each of these words is very strategic in that process. Everybody that was at the table, it was important to everybody that each of those words were powerful words and powerful statements to the community to really create the vision of the facility. The mission being the Goleta Community Center provides programs, services, activities, and a safe space for social, cultural, educational, and recreational offerings in an inclusive and welcoming way. Again, very strategic in the terminology. This mission is the final draft. The previous draft that went to council left out the word educational in here. And so when we went for changes to the strategic plan, that was the only change that was made, was adding that word educational. Again, very intentional throughout this process. So how can you help? So we have two different goals that we've looked through the strategic plan. And I don't know if you had a chance to look at it. It's not a huge document, but it's a very powerful document. There's a lot of great components within this document. In goal number one, which is creating a welcoming space for the entire community, there's a variety of strategies and tactics that we'll get into in a little bit, and that's where we feel you can come in and help us out. Assisting with the implementation of goal number four is also another area, and that goal is to conduct regular responsive communications and proactive community engagement. This has the Public Engagement Commission written all over it. Next slide. So goal number one was the creating that space. So in objective 1.1, to create a culturally diverse, equitable, inclusive, and welcoming space for all community members within 24 months of full reopening. Again, that's within 24 months after following the 88 project, which is currently in final design. So what we've done is we've been able to go into the facility and there's been some fresh paint put on. We have refinished the floors in the auditorium, and if you haven't seen them, they're absolutely gorgeous. They look beautiful. I'm such a floor nerd. I get so excited. I was showing my family pictures as if I had a new grandchild or something, and they think I'm weird too. So the aesthetic stuff that we know we can do, that we know we have a couple display cabinets in there. The Historical Society helped us with putting in some different displays about the history of Goleta, but really trying to find that culturally diverse, equitable, and inclusive welcoming space is really what we're looking for, ideas and suggestions. We have some thoughts we've heard from various people, members of the working group, but making sure that we're not full of a ton of signs, that we're not putting the same sign in 12 different languages, that we're really trying to create a space that no matter what your reason for coming there, you feel very welcome. And you walking through that doors was intentional, and us providing that welcoming space is intentional. The other objective in goal one was 1.4, and that was improve the physical security of the facility within 12 months of full reopening. This one gets a little tricky. So this one is related to how people feel when they walk into a location and there's cameras. So some people feel safer because there's cameras. Other people feel like they're being watched and they don't want to be watched. So there are certain policies that we have to follow. The city is working on their updating a camera policy that says, you know, our cameras are not monitored. Kelsey doesn't get to sit in his office and watch cameras for 9 hours a day. He has much more exciting things to do. But we do have those cameras in case there is a problem. If somebody had an issue or a problem, we can go back and take a look at those. It's no different than the Ring camera you might have at your home. You're not watching your Ring camera unless you're extremely bored. You're using it in case someone says, hey, somebody hit my car last night. Did you catch anything on your camera? Or someone's dog was running through. Did anybody get a picture of it? The same kind of concept. We're looking at having cameras in the facility. We currently have cameras in the facility. We have cameras in the library. We have cameras are in the grocery stores. Cameras are in Target. So wherever you go these days, there's cameras. But we're trying to help figure out what that fine line is to where people feel safe without feeling like they can't be trusted. So whether it's language in a policy, whether it's a sign, whether it's a type of camera, we're open to those suggestions. We took on the cameras that we had, and we're using those right now, and we're investigating other camera vendors to see what we can do to upgrade our current system. But upgrading the system doesn't necessarily mean more cameras. So again, we're looking to see where is that fine line, and that one, again, we're coming to you to see what your thoughts might be on what that fine line is. And we're not expecting necessarily answers this evening. This is just an informational item with a healthy conversation. If you would like to talk about it, if you want to chew on it, then you can easily reach myself or Kelsey or Kelly or Jamie or Marcos, and we'll definitely get the information. But that's kind of when we talk about the facility, the security of the facility. We will be upgrading our cameras so we have really good, crisp, clean information so I could tell that you're wearing blue glasses when you come in the building. But we're not looking at trying to get anybody's fingerprints through the cameras or anything of that nature, or really watching what they're doing elsewhere. We're really focused on making sure that
our facility is safe, our patrons in the facility are safe, and that they feel that way. Now, goal number four, improve marketing and communications to the community. So in strategy 4.1.1, we have our typical marketing, and you can probably agree with me that Kelly and her team do an excellent job getting the word out. But we also know that we're missing part of our population and trying to figure out who are we missing and how do we get them. And that is, again, says Public Engagement Commission all over it in my mind. So looking at ideas of how we can help communicate to the public that's even just next door to the community center, what we did find when we were going through this survey process is we went to a couple businesses to get some food for a meeting and some coffee for a meeting, and the businesses that we went to didn't even know the community center existed, and we're on the same street. That's a little embarrassing. So now that we've taken it over, I think we've shouted from the rooftops, hey, we're managing it, come check us out. And I think people are starting to get that picture. But now we're shifting gears as we open and new programs are coming in and new community meetings, and people are finding more of a reason to walk through the doors. We think some of that messaging will happen, but then how do we keep them and how do we engage them and how do we get to, do we walk into laundromats and make sure we hang flyers? Do we get on church newsletters? What are the ways we need to communicate to the public and improve how we're marketing that facility? We already have done some other things in the strategic plan. You'll see different things talking about easy policies, transparent policies. All of those have been updated. And again, if you are looking on our webpage and you see anything and you're saying, well, this sounds like a lot of government language, just give us a call and tell us. If you have a suggestion to send the message in a more user-friendly approach, we are always open to improving what we have. We started out with a product, and we'll continually be updating those products every year. And by products, I mean our guidelines, our facility policies, our rules. We'll be updating those and looking at them every year. So if you have suggestions for improvements that is more friendly to our community while maintaining, again, the integrity of the facility, happy to hear it. Strategy 4.2.1, conduct regular community engagement through a visitor feedback program. So you always see, tell us how we're doing boxes and little notes someone can write in there. So really understanding how effective are those. Are they really effective? Is there another way we should go about doing that? We are looking at the best way to provide that information. We will be using surveys. We did have great success on our last survey, kind of checking in. But really we want to have that open line of communication with our community and with a feedback program of people that are using the facility. In the surveys, you often get some information from people that don't use the facility for whatever reason. And if they're choosing not to use the facility or they don't have a need, you know, their word is just as valuable, but it may not be as applicable. So we really want to know how is the best way to come up with a visitor feedback program. So we did, with the help of Jamie and Kelly and Marcos, developed, and their graphic artist, a new logo for the community center. And this was really an interesting process because this was really the first time the city is putting a logo to one of its buildings. So as we improve other spaces, we'll be seeing something similar for our other facilities, a modification of our city logo. You see here there is the drawing of the community center, of the front of the community center. So as we create other facilities and have logos specific with those facilities, it'll have that similar look. It will have their building instead of this building. And then the font that we have here that the word community center is written in, that font is as close as we could possibly get to the font that's engraved on the building that says Goleta Union School. So it took a lot of pulling into the pictures and really getting deep in it and comparing fonts. It was such a process, but we love this logo. It's clean, it's clear, the message is there. We'll be using the sign out front, still is old. We'll be upgrading the sign out front, and you'll be seeing this logo hopefully within the coming months. And so just to share with you where we're at, we're in the process of implementing the Goleta Community Center strategic plan as much as we can. We're hiring and training new staff. We're always looking for new part-time staff to help us out at the facility. For example, Kelsey's here tonight. The other staff have gone home. We have people there taking care of the building while we have patrons inside with different programs. The implementation of senior programs, so this is something brand new to us. The Goleta Valley Community Center organization used to receive funding from the city of Goleta to implement senior programs. Right before the city took over management in November of that year, the organization put the senior programs on pause. And it was an indefinite pause until they could determine what their next steps were. Well, for us, seniors, we're both recreation professionals, and we kind of bleed recreation. So when you tell me you're not having senior programs, especially as you're going through the holidays, it broke our hearts. So we said, that can't happen. Now, we didn't have a facility. We had very little to work with. And Kelsey and his team, they're put together what they could. And we had a modified senior program. We engaged with those seniors on a regular basis. We actually had close to 100 participants register with the City of Goleta Senior Program. There's still plenty more seniors out there. That's just scraping the very tip of it. But to get 100 seniors to commit to our program in a time where we didn't even have a facility for them to be in is pretty amazing. So we did have them engaged with some modified programs. And then with creative relationships, we were able to offer still a line dancing class. We had ping pong, we had a senior lounge space, and a few other programs. At the end of 2023, the City of Goleta released a request for proposals requesting nonprofit organizations to solicit to send in a proposal that would tell us that they want to do senior programs, and the City of Goleta would give them the same funds we gave the previous organization. And what it had worked out to was close to $70,000 a year in facility, space, and staff support. We had lots of talks with numerous organizations, but we had zero proposals come in. And when we went back and we said, why didn't we have any proposals? How come you didn't apply? And the response was they all wanted more of the cash. So we didn't have more of the cash to give. So we went to our city administration and said, we have this amount of money. If you let us run senior programs with this amount of money, we can bring something back for the seniors. And so we are currently working on that. We have interviews on Monday for a part-time recreation technician position. We really would benefit from a full-time position, but there's not enough money yet. So we're doing the best we can with what we have. And we have taken the program we have that Kelsey and his team had maintained throughout the closure, and we're trying to build upon that. We've hired at least one new instructor. We're in negotiations with two others. We are in negotiations right now with a senior nutrition program to see if we can bring that back. And we have been working as a team to try to augment those services. And hopefully by this time next year, you're going to see a large variety of senior programs at the community center. And the seniors do pay a $25, annual fee to the facility. And that provides the majority of the programs, plus gets them on our list and helps us with our supplies for the program. We're developing marketing materials so that we can let people know what's available, how they can check out our availability. We are in coordination and collaboration with community partners to provide auxiliary services. We've been hosting some digital literacy classes there. We've been hosting some other community workshops at the community center. We had the State of the City at the center. We had our grand opening. We had a senior expo. So lots happening. Big events with family events coming up, with weddings and birthday parties and anniversaries. And just rebuilding our rental clientele, the one time with the big parties and those ongoing clientele that either had to stop coming and providing services to the community because of the closure, or they went elsewhere, and trying to bring them back. The other thing I wanted to share on the current steps was that not only with the senior programs and the marketing materials, we're also trying to do the implementation process. And as you read through there, an exercise that Kelsey, myself, and our General Services Director had done is we put all of the building related improvements up on a big whiteboard. And it was amazing. There are so many what seems like a little improvement that cascade into much larger improvements because it is a building that's nearly 100 years old. So as you're looking through the strategic plan, it may not look like that big of a document. Anybody could implement it. But some of the things related to, for example, a new sign that's illuminated. So we do have lighting out there, but if we have to increase the lighting, that's going to take some studies of our electrical system. We put new lighting out front, that's going to, again, impact our electrical system. So we do have a 100-year-old building with 100-year-old infrastructure that we are slowly improving. So some of these will have to be on a back burner for those reasons, but we are plugging forward with health and safety as our driving force as we're looking at those improvements. We talked about the floors. We also have some new signage. We need some additional signage. We had the carpets cleaned, and they're much brighter and prettier. We're looking at other ways we can make other improvements after the ADA project is complete, because we don't want to ruin our improvements with more construction. We also are working. We've improved our Wi-Fi system, which was a huge undertaking. And there's lots of other little things every day that Kelsey and his team are doing over there. And we're thrilled and we're excited. Oh, the other thing that was excited to tell you. We actually kicked off an online facility booking program. So for the community center, you cannot book online, but you can check availability. So if you were going to host a party, you don't have to call us during the business day. You can look and see what dates are available and then either give us a call during the business day or shoot us an email saying you're interested in running this date. And the reason that we have to do that is we have to check compatibility to make sure that your type of rental is conducive and compatible to everything else that's going on in the building, because we want to make sure that every customer is satisfied. That online registration program and facility booking program does allow for picnic rentals to be booked online. So if you were going to rent a picnic space out at Stowe Grove Park, you could do that online. And that's something brand new to the city of Goleta, and we're thrilled. And so that has been a huge undertaking. That process was almost a year from the time we released the request for proposals. And Kelsey's been working around the clock during this winter time to get that up and running. He built the back end of that program, and we were able to implement that this last month. So super exciting for the city of Goleta, very exciting for us and for our users. So with that, we're available if you have any questions. And I just hope that you have some time to take a look at that strategic plan. And if you have any thoughts or suggestions, please reach out and let us know.
Go ahead.
All right. So I want to go back a little bit to something you said, because you implied that there were people missing. So for me, let's say I'm pretty unfamiliar with what goes on in that building. So for me, I want to know, like, who is there and who you think is missing, because in order to make some suggestions, I need to know that. I mean, who's in there now? Who did you hope to have in there that you don't, or expected to have that you don't? Some of those specifics would be helpful to me, just in terms of thinking about marketing, new programs, and so on. Yeah.
That is an excellent question. And my first off-the-cuff response would be, we need you there, because you're a resident of our community. We want to know who wants to be there. So I don't have an exact answer for you. Mm-hmm. As we are just getting off the ground, it will take a little while to see who our regular users are. But the facility is designed to accommodate programs and services from very young to those of us that aren't very young. Mm-hmm. So it has the ability to stretch across all demographics throughout our community. We do know we are in the heart of Old Town, which is a very high Spanish-speaking population. We do have some many Spanish speakers that come in. We do have some staff that are Spanish-speaking. Mm-hmm. But we're not getting everybody. We are working with partners to get to outreach to some of our Spanish-speaking communities to get them in. I think we had a bilingual digital literacy class in there. We're trying to have other services in there. A lot of our services, aside from the senior program, are rental-based or collaborative partner-based. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I don't have that answer of who's not there. But we want to make sure that everybody knows that they are welcome there. And we want to make sure that everybody has a chance to walk through those doors and feel welcome. So I think it will take us a little while to get to understand who is walking through the doors. Mm-hmm. And then that would help us better define who's not there. So again, it might not be an answer tonight, but it could be something to go back to at a later date.
Okay, so then can I hone in on one aspect of this?
Sure, go ahead.
You're very excited about the senior program, and 100 people registering sounds like a great beginning. What do they want? Because I'm trying to get a feel for really what people who have expressed an interest would want. Because I do live in Goleta, and I live in a neighborhood where there are lots of seniors, seniors who are homeowners, seniors who are in condo complexes. There are all kinds of seniors in Goleta. And so I'm curious about what the people who've registered actually want.
Great question. So last year, we did a miniature senior expo as we were closing down. And we asked the question of our seniors, what types of services or programs can we offer you without a building that you would be interested in coming to? And we heard different ideas and so forth, and we tried to do our best to accommodate that. And then I think that's where our 100 number came, because we were listening. And some of them just wanted to make sure they were kept in the loop, so they wanted to make sure they had regular communications. We created a calendar that's online each month that tells you what's happening in the building and when. And then this year, we had a senior expo in line with our grand reopening, our ribbon cutting event. And we asked the seniors pretty much one question. And that question was, now that we're open, what would you like to see? So very generic, very broad-based, coming from somebody that is going to, we really want to know a lot more information, right? There's a lot of data we'd want to know, but we knew with one question we could get a quick answer. And that's what we're looking for, is kind of something to baseline our efforts as we're looking to bring in other programs. So a lot of the responses were related to exercise, more dance classes, senior nutrition, some of the other ones that came across, digital literacy. And again, very broad-based, so we're trying to work on those. We did do a workshop for online, what was that called? Scam prevention. Thank you, Kelsey. Mm-hmm. A scam prevention workshop, and we had about 32 people show up for that, and so that was great. We have another workshop this month that is emergency preparedness, that our emergency preparedness coordinator will be doing to kind of show residents how to be prepared, geared towards our seniors. And so we're trying to do some special interest workshops as well as those ongoing classes. So we're working with partners such as Cottage Health for a balance program. We're working with other people that have taught in the past to try to bring back some classes. We have a strong desire to bring back Tai Chi. So if you have any connections to Tai Chi classes, let me know. But we are trying to break down on that. And then once we have our seniors really engaged, and our experiences know that once we are able to bring in a nutrition program, then we're really going to see more of the seniors come, and we'll be working to develop those schedules around the senior nutrition program, either right before or right after, so they come and we can keep them there. Working with the bus schedules is a really key thing to make sure that our clients are dropped off at a, you know, can get to the facility by the time we offer the classes. Mm-hmm. If we're offering a class at 9 o'clock, but the bus doesn't drop off till 9:30, that does nobody any good. Right. So those are the types of questions we have not yet asked, mm-hmm. like how do you get to the facility, or where are you coming from? Are you coming alone? Do you live alone? Trying to understand those services. We also had a big request for bingo. And I found somebody to facilitate bingo. I'm just working through our attorney's office to see how we can facilitate bingo, because we can't have an exchange of funds. So so we are chipping away and at that. But we did only ask one question, because right. we were trying to get their attention quickly and give us just 2 seconds of your time. And then we were also able to get their contact information so we could add right. them to our
I
list.
Mean, The reason I ask these questions is twofold. One, I have been taking classes through Santa Barbara City College, extended learning, and they're full to overflowing. The art classes are full to overflowing, and all the sort of Tai Chi and sort of physical activities are full. So there's definitely a need, and many of those people are from Goleta. Some of this has been online. A lot of the art classes were online through the pandemic, and some are, there's now great fights about whether to go to person to person or online. So that's something that could come up. But the other part of it is, like with any group, seniors are, I don't know what you mean by seniors, but people can be seniors who are 55 and 95. So there's a broad range of people with a broad range of needs, just as there are for other demographic groups we have talked about and continue to talk about. And so I'm curious how this, well, I'm not asking you for an answer to this. I'm just saying I'm curious about how this unfolds for people who are seniors who are 55 who want to come and do art classes, and people who are 95 who really need to practice balance. I mean, people who are 75 need to practice balance as well. But in other words, there's such a wide range. And just on this one constituency, which is not itself a unified group. I'm interested to see how it goes forward, you know, and how you even keep track of all of that. But thank you.
You're welcome. I will share that we are focused on our active seniors, uh-huh. and it's not as our active older adults, we'll say, that uh-huh. begins at age 55. Uh-huh. But that is not to say that we're not going to be providing activities and opportunities for those that are not as active. Mm-hmm. We would still be having game days where we have cards. We have a chair yoga class that's a video class mm-hmm. that people come into our facility and we put the video for the chair yoga on. So it's not quite instructor led. Right. We are still reaching out to partners. As I mentioned, this all unfolded very quickly, and we have borrowed some staff from the library that have been helping us out. Mm-hmm. But we really need to find that key person to really go out there and create those relationships so that we can bring more services. But we are gearing towards our active older adults mm-hmm. starting at age 55, but there is a large population of diverse activities that we can do regardless of your mobility or your flexibility or any of those things. Right. And every one of our exercise classes are designed to be modified based on needs.
Okay, thank you.
Questions? We'll go to. We have several people.
like, okay. Is this not working? Or
no, that's not working.
Okay.
So I'm going to go down the line. We'll go with Commissioner Klein Rothschild, then Commissioner Ibarra, and then Commissioner Omar Reggie.
Thank you. First of all, let me just say I love the logo. I love that you've taken that and moved it for the building and use it again and again. It's wonderful. And it helps create the brand, and it's great. I did have a question when I looked through the strategic plan, and I did have a chance to read through it ahead of time. When you talk about the vision and the mission, everyone, are you talking about the citizens, residents of Goleta, or the whole community? And is there a difference in rentals for people who live in Goleta versus people who live outside of Goleta? I think that's one of the issues that comes up a lot. I know as a Goleta resident, if I'm reserving something in Santa Barbara, I pay a different fee as a resident of Goleta. And the third thing I wanted to ask, so I don't forget, you do such a good job of putting out information, you know, Jamie and Kelly do, about the library. And I think the library and the community center have a nexus. They're both community centers in a way. And there's opportunities to provide information about activities and events at both and at the same time. And it covers a spectrum of age ranges that I think is really integrates and gives people an opportunity to see it together. So those are my first thoughts.
Thank you for your thoughts. Thanks for your compliments on the logo. We went round and round with that one, and it was we're very happy with it. Regarding your next question was, I'm trying to think here.
Rentals for residents of yes. Goleta versus non-Goleta.
So we, when we assumed ownership, we had originally assumed the fees that were charged before. So currently we're working with that fee structure. Earlier this year, there was a city council meeting where we adopted new fees, and Kelsey, again, was tasked, and he did a great job of going through all of the fees, comparing them with other organizations, and came up with a fee structure for the facilities that is more accessible for our community members. So City Council looked at those fees, and they adopted those fees. They will go into effect on July 1st. The City of Goleta, typically every few years, will do a fee study, a full fee study, and evaluate all of our fees. At that time, we'll be asking whoever our consultant is to look at whether or not we should be having a resident versus non-resident fee. We currently do not. So right now it's one fee for all. The working group that worked on the strategic plan was very clear that this is for the Goleta community, that this facility is for everybody in our area, not just Goleta residents. It is managed and operated by the city. And so again, whether or not a recommendation will come forward for a resident versus non-resident rate, both Kelsey and I have past experiences where we've had the resident and non-resident rate, so it's very familiar with, we're very familiar with that concept, but at this time we only have one rate. Oh, Kelsey, you just pointed out to me, as a reminder, we do have separate rates related to private, commercial, and nonprofit. So if you're going to rent as an individual, it's one rate. If you're renting as your business where you're coming into the facility to make money, then that's a commercial rate. And then if you're coming in representing a nonprofit organization and your nonprofit entity is providing a service, there is a nonprofit rate. So, well, technically we have one rate. Really technically we have separate rates, and that's how we've have it divided out.
Thank you. And that's going to be really important in engaging others to know what that is, right?
Commissioner Ybarra.
Well, I have to say, I really like the strategic plan. I like the presentation. I'm very encouraged. I'm excited about it. I've, for some time, believed that the Goleta Valley Community Center for the area and for the greater Goleta community could be a hub where we can present information, we can present resources. So I'm encouraged. I'm really happy. I was at the grand opening, and I also went into the senior expo to see the response from the folks, and the patrons there were excited about it, and that's what made me happy, to see that, the participation for the individuals in the area. One of the things that I'm also very passionate about is making the Goleta Community Center for the area as a place for resources. One of the things I would like to see, and as a representative from the Goleta Police Department, to spend, at least have some fixed hours there where individuals in the community can ask them questions. Let's say they have a dispute, neighborhood dispute, if they have a problem with a neighbor, or if they have, for parents of teenagers, if they notice something, if they notice something occurring in their teenager or in their children, something that they see, how could they proceed? I think having a member of the Goleta Police Department, their representative, and when people know, since we have seniors and children there, maybe they would help in encouraging people to start knowing that there's a presence there and have them ask questions. I've seen these programs in the city of Santa Barbara. I think the Franklin Center had that. Oh, I can see Kelsey's agree. I know the East Side is a hub also for individuals. East Side Center is a hub for individuals. So I can see this with the time and the effort, encouraging folks to use it as a resource. The community people, I can see the seniors asking the police officers or whoever the representatives about problems they might see. And it also reduces the problem or heading off the problem of any type of gang activity that might be coming up, since there's a lot of youths in the area. The second thing I would like to see is if we could have, as we start expanding, we could have other resources from the city of Goleta there. And again, I'm excited about it. And yeah, I would like to receive some type of follow-up or if that is possible, how to proceed on that. Thank you.
Commissioner Amoreji.
Hi, thank you for the presentation. It's really wonderful for me and what has been going on at the community center, which is really near and dear to my heart because we've used it, you know, as in non-profit capacities in the past, and it's a historic site. You know, it's really wonderful. Well, some of the points that you asked our input on, like how do we bring in the community, you know, to feel more, you know, so. I think we can use the businesses if there are several programs we can, you may probably already looked at. You know, many in our community sometimes need assistance with something. They just want to hire somebody, you know, and that could be done either on your side or maybe if they know that by coming to the community center, they might be able to find out, you know, which craftsman is available or who can do what, where they can get some help, you know. And then the electronic displays, maybe from the streets as people drive by, I don't know, we have that big tree there. And so it's nice and everything, but if people need to know that, well, here's the community center, you know, and some people just drive by and don't pay any attention to it. And then in terms of, say, security and to make it friendly, just an idea, in some places, as you enter a building, you can see some TV that shows you coming in.
Right.
So that communicates already to people that we have cameras. Okay, so we don't have to do much more than that, you know, because it's a... people like to see themselves walk into the building, something like that. Well, you did mention bingo, so I was going to suggest that. It's maybe how about occasional lectures, you know, just like UCSB does at the Cassie Wolf Center sometimes, you know, some lectures that might, you know, be of interest. These are like just throwing out ideas, you know. And... I think if we showcase, I'm not going to drag this out, so. I thought I saw some art display, you know, that will focus on our diverse community, in terms of like the Philippines, the Vietnamese, the Spanish, of course, occasional displays somewhere, you know, or maybe on a rotating basis. You know, we can show we do have a Fiesta Week, you have something Filipino Week or Asian Week or something that, you know, just a thought. And the bingo would be more like I was thinking of the raffle. some people who can like that type of entertainment. So I think I'll stop there because there are other things I will, in terms of your suggestions. But thank you for the presentation and great work going on over there. It's really becoming lively, you know, becoming a happier place to be.
Thank you. Commissioner Jessica Alvilar-Riz.
Hi. So that was a really great presentation. So I understand that you have your senior program set, and I read in the strategic plan that you're interested in including more youth, correct? Do you have any similar plans that you're considering for the youth?
Thank you. That's a great question. Right now, our focus is to attract programs or services that could come and either collaborate or could rent the facility to provide those youth services. We do not have funds similar like we had funds set aside for senior programs historically that we could tap into. So currently, we do not have funds for youth programs. So Kelsey and his team are working hard to find those services like our karate programs and other programs, ballet, dance. There's quite a few dance classes and dance programs that have come up. And then we're also working on, when we're looking at the facility, is creating a space for people to gather that maybe are waiting for a program or waiting for a participant in a program so that it is created more of that relaxed environment. But right now the focus is on attracting services to the facility that could provide those youth services.
Okay. Can I ask you something else?
Yes.
So who are you relying on to ensure like that diverse events are not only being celebrated correctly, but basically celebrated correctly at the community center?
So if I understood your question correctly, you're asking who we are relying on to ensure that the culturally related events are being celebrated correctly?
Well, not just happening, but celebrated in a way that reflects the culture in the way it is.
So that's a tough question. Thank you for that tough question. We always love a challenge. But the response would be depending on how that event is coming to the center. So if you represented a nonprofit organization or a business and you're saying you wanted to do a Dia de los Muertos event and you're going to provide that event, and our job at that point, if you're renting the facility, is to make sure that you have everything that you need for the facility, the number of chairs and tables, how many rooms you're going to have, access to those spaces. We would not be auditing your event. So that's one kind of relationship. If the city of Goleta were to be hosting an event, then we would be relying on people that we would deem as or refer to as experts in that field, or experts to us more so. Then we would be relying on them for their cultural awareness as well as doing our own research. So it would really depend on who's coming to the table to provide that kind of event. No different than if you were to come and have a quinceañera celebration. Mm-hmm. If we're renting the facility to you, we're not going to tell you how to do your celebration. So it's your event at that point, whether it's open to the public or open to a private select invitation. So that is a little bit of a tricky question. If it's a city of Goleta, you can rely that Kelly's going to make sure we do all of our homework if we're hosting an event like that. If it's a private group, they have their stuff. And if it's a partnered group, then we'd be working together to try to understand that we're being as culturally sensitive as we can with the resources that we have available.
I have one quick question or perhaps comment. I do recall during the working group process, because I was part of it, a bit of a discussion around having a calendar of events. And is that still in process? Is that still going to happen? I know that you're still sort of processing what services are going to be available, but once that's sort of somewhat set, because it's probably going to be an ongoing issue, is there going to be a calendar available to the community to figure out, like, oh, I want to go to that, or I want to do that? Yeah.
Thank you, Chair Paz. For the senior programs, we do a monthly calendar. It's mm-hmm. posted to our website and available for our seniors. For the other services, we're still trying to figure out the best way to have that information. We are taking baby steps towards that. What mm-hmm. we would like to offer some of our users For example, South Coast Karate, they've been in the facility for decades. Kelsey has secured some acrylic frames where South Coast Karate can at least put their flyer on the outside so people know as they're walking past that classroom, South Coast Karate is in this classroom right now. As far as coming up with a calendar and how and where to display that calendar, that is a little bit different to do, but we are trying to figure out how we can get the word out as to what's happening in the building, when, where. And the reason for that is, for example, if you were teaching a martial arts class and this is your business, people aren't going to register with me. So trying to be able to say it's your business, now how do they get to you? And trying to make sure that it's information-based with allowing people to see it, recognize it, know they want to be a part of it, and then being able to create that avenue without having it look like we put three paragraphs of text up for someone to read through.
Yeah.
So trying to navigate what those waters look like is a bit of a challenge. So again, we're taking baby steps to inform and try and make that happen. At least start with, this is what's going on behind these doors today, and then trying to evolve into that. We're hoping that at some point, we're trying to respect privacy on our online system to make sure that if you wanted to rent for a private event, that your name is not showing up on the facility rental. So right now it's just left blank. You can't do anything with it. But we're trying to see if there's a way we can at least people go on and look and say, hey, what's going on in the community center on Tuesday night? And they can see that there's something happening in there. I don't know that we can get there with our current technology, but we're open to suggestions and ideas. We're very sensitive. We know as people walk in, they want to see what they want to see. They don't want to read through all the garbage until they want more information. Then they want all that garbage there.
So. Yeah. The only suggestion I would have is that, if you could, you know, as you're considering different types of technology to address it, a way to filter down. You know, so if you look at classes, you can filter for classes that you may want to be interested in, maybe youth, seniors, and then you can look at other events that are happening that are not necessarily related to seniors, maybe a lecture, as Commissioner Amaraji mentioned. Something like that I think would be really beneficial and useful for the community to figure out, like, oh, I want to go to the community center because they have this going on at this particular date and time. Just a suggestion. Thank you.
Chair Paz?
Yes, go ahead.
One more. I think going back to something that you mentioned, I think it's important to discuss it. When you mentioned the security cameras, I believe it's important to emphasize to the community that the security of the most important assets that we have in our community are our seniors and our children, the people that participate in the activities there. I believe the CERT van was burglarized and vandalized there. What greater supportive evidence is to be able to have those cameras to make sure that individuals are assured of their safety. They have children there that attend the classes, and I believe that's one of the best arguments you can make. How can our commission or us as individuals support you in what you're doing, your endeavors, such as that, letting people know that it's not that we're keeping an eye on people, we're actually trying to make sure the safety and security of the patrons that use it. So just any suggestions you might have on that?
Yes, thank you. I think the biggest benefit would be, if you have an idea, please share it at any time. If you go home tonight and you wake up at 2 a.m. and you with your notepad next to your bed, write those down. Let us know. Let Kelly know. Let Jamie know. They'll get the word to us. Being able, when you're talking to other people, to share the information that you've heard here today, and the strategic plan is actually laid out in a very reader-friendly way. And really understanding that strategic plan and knowing what efforts are underway currently, and we're not sitting around waiting for that second project to be completed. We're saying, okay, we can't do this now, but we can do this. And we can do part of this one, but we can take care of this other one. So we're not following any strategic order from goal one through goal four or five. We're taking bits and pieces and trying to navigate those waters and check off as many as we can get done because we know that the user experience will benefit. So we're trying to get as far as we can before those other improvements are made, so that will then allow us to do some of these other things. In relation to the other way you can help is communicating to others that these things are taking place, that these things are happening, that the facility is open and it's operational. It's being managed by the city. We have this online program. So much work has been done behind the scenes in the last 9 to 12 months that I can't even begin to describe to you how much efforts, strategic plan aside, have taken place. So now that we have people in the building, we're still looking for good people that want to work maybe a few hours on the weekend or at night, maybe make some vacation money. So there are jobs available. We have flexible hours for different times. We're looking for people. We also are looking for volunteers. So any volunteers that want to help in our senior programs, we're looking for any kind of opportunity to help share the word. In the strategic plan, it does talk about us providing an annual report to the Parks and Recreation Commission. That's not a time you have to be here because you're the Public Engagement Commission, but tuning in and watching that meeting so you can see that report, or asking Kelly to send you a copy of that report once it's available. Making sure to stay engaged with what's going on in the community center. If you really are wanting to check and see how we're doing, check out some of our policies and our procedures and say, you know what, Joanne, this doesn't read very friendly to me. This sounds too government. Make it sound nicer. And I will ask you for a suggestion if you tell us that. But Kelsey is available at the community center. Stop by, see him, let him take you on a tour of some of our great spaces there. Because if you are aware of what's happening there, whether or not it's the program, even just the facility space that's available, that's valuable as you're talking to other people in the community. Kelsey's office is located there. My office is located here. As this online program has come, we are actually creating the community center offices as our hub for all things parks and recreation rental related. So if somebody wants to rent a field, a picnic shelter, and we did that, the online program will hopefully help many people. But also we know that the community center will become the hub of our community. It's already referred to as such, and so we know that our public's going to go there. It's easier to access the community center than it is sometimes to access City Hall. So we want people to come in and feel comfortable. We still have a lot of work to do to make it what we want it to be and to make it what the strategic plan requires of us. But we're, as I said, taking baby steps, and every little step is a huge step for us because there's other things that have happened behind the scenes to be able to take that little step forward.
Thank you.
Chairperson, can I just...
Final comment, please.
This is more like a general question. It's maybe it's a Kelly question. In some cities, they have a taste of the town. You know, do we ever do it? Can we do something like that? And have maybe will the community center be able to be the hub to help draw people in?
Thank you, Commissioner. There used to be a taste of the town event that took place in Old Town, and the people actually ventured from business to business throughout the town. If something like that were to pop up and the community center could be on that map, we would love it, which actually takes us into the event that's taking place in Old Town next tomorrow evening from 5 to 7, correct? Come meet me in Old Town or meet us in Old Town. So the street fair that's taking place on Magnolia, come on down, check it out. And if you hear people saying they want to see more and different things at the community center while you're there, let us know. We want to hear those things.
And then during the tax season, some people need help. Would there be a place where some CPAs can volunteer their time to help people with?
Yes, we're very familiar with what you're referencing, Commissioner. The AARP tax help, preparation help, we actually had that in our facility both years. And this year they saw a significant increase, and we serviced over 300 participants to get their taxes done this year through that program. And that was, again, a collaborative partnership with them.
Yes.
Excuse me. Just wanted to reflect that when I read the strategic plan, I thought it was easy to read, easy to follow, great. It's also high level. So I'm someone in the community. If I want to share with somebody, here, there's a community center. Here are things you can bring in. It would be helpful to have some concrete things. So there's a list that says, here are the three levels if you're renting, what you can consider. Here are the sizes of the rooms. That's really practical. That'll help me engage other people in wanting to use it. So I would just say, if you have something like that, we can take that to the community. We can take it to nonprofits. We can take it to, there are a lot of organizations that are looking for space, but they don't have, they need that information, and I need that information. So it's just a thought.
Thank you. Thank you, Hugh, so much for your presentation. And commissioners, if there's anything you want to follow up, we know where to find you.
Thank you so much. And we'll, I'm sure we'll be back to talk to you again.
Thank you. Next is our director's report. Good evening.
Okay. Good evening, Chair Paz and commissioners. It's so good to see you all here tonight. I know you all pay attention to everything that we send out as a city, but just we're really excited about how the 2024 GLEDA Community State of the City went. And as our Public Engagement Commission, and to those at home who may have missed it, we wanted just to show you a quick highlight reel.
Welcome to GLEDA's 2024 State of the City.
When I mentioned to my husband, Peter, how the state of our city is so strong, he listened. And then he said these three precious words we all long to hear. You're right, dear.
This is a huge portion of our future revenue. This is the long play. And so, you know, we haven't even seen the benefit that will come out of this new tax.
More and more people want to live and work here, and businesses want to expand here. They are attracted to the strength of our vibrant economy, effective public safety, and high quality of life.
Vision Zero. This is an idea that's catching fire around the nation. It's about moving people around our community in a safe way, and that goes for people on all modes of transportation. So really proud that the council made this commitment, and this is really going to be a driver in this community, I think, for years to come.
vibrant, consistent, and sometimes raucous involvement of our residents is the main mask of this good ship, Goleta, and the means by which we navigate the present and set sail into the future. It is one of the main reasons why I will proudly continue to say the state of our city is indeed very, very strong and future brighter than ever.
So hopefully you saw the excitement and the great night we had at the Goleta Community Center. It was really great to be back at the center, and you could tell, I think, through the video, and many of you were there as well, just what a great night it was to showcase the city. And a lot of great conversations and a lot of great information there as well. One video we also wanted to show you is we debuted it at the State of the City, and we thought it really turned out well, just kind of capturing the heart and soul of Goleta. So it's called Good Times in the Good Land.
So with that, judges, please pick your contestants. Contestants, thanks so much!
The City of Goleta embraces the idea of engagement from the community.
Really helpful to understand what goes on behind the scenes. We all live in a city, but we don't all know what's happening or how to get involved. So it's been really cool to learn how to do that.
I think it just really made me a lot more educated than I was 6 weeks ago.
I actually learned much more than I thought. It really made me feel empowered to get more involved and that we can actually make meaningful change in our community.
You want your straps to make a two around your ear, and then you want just a little bit of space in between your mouth.
Goleta residents now get to sign up for one of the 50 garden plots available at our Meadows Park.
It's really something that can benefit the entire community, regardless of age or income or anything else.
Know parks make life better, and thanks to you, our parks and open spaces are ready for our community to enjoy.
Talked about making a difference, the more I realize that you can't do everything by yourself, and the only way to make a difference is by leading through example.
Yeah! 1, 2, 3.
Thank you for watching, and everyone who is watching at home as well. Makes you really proud to live in Goleta, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think when we were looking at really what was important to convey at the State of the City this year, Mayor Perotti, and also when we looked back at the year, community engagement was just mind-blowing. Look at all of those events and all the people that showed up from, you know, young, old, all, so much diversity there and demographics represented there. So anyway, so glad to show that to you all tonight. And as the Public Engagement Commission, I know that's really important for you to see all the great involvement we're seeing from the public. There is so much going on that I just wanted to have you kind of get your calendars ready. Tomorrow night, we got Meet Me in Old Town. Joanne referred to that before. That is the very first block party event that we're having on Magnolia Avenue tomorrow night from 5 to 7. There's going to be live entertainment, food, beverages, games, and just a great night planned. This is the first in a series of events we're doing in partnership with the Chamber. And the next two, in case you can't go tomorrow night, there's one on July 18th and another one on August the 15th. So we hope to see you guys in Old Town tomorrow night. Then also next week, we're going to be celebrating Public Works Appreciation Week with an event that people really have enjoyed in the past, and that is at Camino Real Marketplace. It is going to be from 4 to 6. It's a family-friendly event you can bring the kids. There's the touch a truck, different activities. You can get a free cup of coffee from Anna's Bakery and a free soda from Los Agaves, just come really appreciate and get to know the Public Works team, and also our partner agencies will be there as well. This week, it is National Police Week, so we want to thank our Goleta Police Department for their work, and they will be at Coffee with a Cop tomorrow morning at Target from 9 to 11 if you would like to stop by that. So there's lots going on. And then if you want to look into the future, we have the Dam Dinner coming up on August the 17th. And our next meeting will be for the Public Engagement Commission on September 4th, which brings me to my last announcement in the director's report, and that is that we want to congratulate our youth commissioner in advance, Commissioner Avila Ruiz. She is going to be graduating from high school next month. So our congratulations to you.
Hey.
Thank you guys so much.
Thank you. We will move to item D, commissioner comments. Now, you might notice that it's no longer future agenda items only. It's now commissioner comments. So you're welcome to have something that you've noted or something that you've seen in our city as part of this section of the agenda. If you have anything, please go ahead.
Today, I believe, was Peace Officer Memorial. So, again, if you see a police officer, understand that they gave their lives in the protection of our way of life in the United States. And locally, we're really lucky to have good law enforcement. So I thought I'd mention that.
Thank you.
Yes. I have a question about the road into Old Town and how the city is managing what has to be a series of people complaining. I can't even think of a different way to put it. I mistakenly went that way when I didn't need to because I have a lot of other ways to get around. And I went, oh my gosh, what is happening both to the people who live there as well as to the people who want to be there or actually don't want to be there, because it is. How are we handling it? As a public engagement matter, how are we handling it? Yeah.
Go ahead.
Commissioner Schneider, I'd love, I know it's not on the agenda, but I do want to just address it very quickly because I can speak to it. Project Connect is the largest capital improvement project in the history of the city, and we're already seeing construction is underway and we're already seeing the congestion. This is going to be a long-term project, and so we really need people, if they have concerns or they have frustrations, to go to the Project Connect website. There's a phone number. They are very responsive. They'll get back to you. But in general, yeah, the public just needs to know that it's going to take, they need to be patient, allow extra time. We will be launching an Old Town Open for Business campaign here, you're going to see soon. So we don't want people to avoid Old Town. We want people to just know what's happening, be patient. If they do have direct concerns, definitely talk to someone about them that on the Project Connect team. But definitely still support our Old Town businesses.
Thank you. I have a couple of comments really quickly. One is, I noticed that when I went out to Coal Oil Point, there's the plover that's the area for the plover, snowy plover, roped off. But I don't think there's a lot of, and I know the city of Goleta has been involved in that. My comment, I guess, was how much more information can we possibly give out to the public around the fact that, one, they shouldn't allow their dogs to be off leash, and when I was there, just this last weekend, there were a number of dogs off leash. A couple I just saw just went into the roped area that they shouldn't be doing that. So finding a way to kind of get the message out, whether it's just a public, notice to the public, that would be really helpful, because I think there's only about, give or take, about 250 in that little space in that area, and just seeing dogs roam however they want, it's sort of depressing if you care about our environment and ecology and the snowy plover. So that would be great.
Thank you, Chair Paz. We will definitely look into that.
Yeah. And then the other comment I was going to make, I had the opportunity through my work as a nonprofit to participate in one of our businesses, local businesses, Yardi Systems, had a nonprofit day today. And there were 30 nonprofits present today for their employees to kind of get to know. That happened in Old Town Goleta. And I don't think most people realize that we have a lot of our businesses who really invest in our nonprofit sector, which is something to celebrate. We should be happy that we have our Goleta businesses that care. So just wanted to share that. Any other comments? Yes.
Please. Well, a number of residents are concerned about bikes on sidewalks and electric bikes. People are taking a walk in the morning and then somebody whizzed by on a fast e-bike. I just thought I'll bring that up. And on Matilda, by Matilda and Elwood, there's a lot of dumping, on the sidewalk. They just put couches and couches all over, It's depressing to just go by there. I don't know how, whether in terms of comment. I think that's pretty much what my current comments are.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Comment? No. Okay. If there's no more comments?
Yes. Just to follow up on my concern about the traffic there, I know a bunch of other ways around, so that if you make a left turn in a certain right away at the street at Toyota, you can get yourself around to all of Goleta if you want to be in Goleta, in that part of Goleta, without having to sit through all the traffic going all the way through the city area. So it might be useful to just have something that's, here are some detours that can get you into Goleta that aren't necessarily going right down Hollister. It might make a difference. I don't know. I mean, maybe not. It's a lot of cars and a lot of people, but I wanted to end on a positive note that realizing that I knew the detour was easy to get around. So anybody familiar with Old Town could actually figure out how to go one block in and be out of the traffic. But you have to know that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Snyder. I know that the Project Connect team is working on signage and different solutions to improve the situation, but you are our eyes and ears, and if you see ways we can communicate better, please let us know.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No other comments? I am going to call for an adjournment, and we'll see each other September. Yes.
We're already adjourned.
Yes, we're already adjourned. Okay, thank you.
Thanks, everyone.